The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata.
Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehanu began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Rafael ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehanu began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashiluma Miki Meir ben Jemi Jamile Vedina Batsara. Enna Feyudi Batshoshana. Enna Refana Lahem. Enna Refana Lahen. Enna Refana Lahen for the Nefesh or for the Guf for Atam Kerubalabo. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yudalar Amud Bet. We are continuing from the quotes of our Mishnah. Neta Reba'i U'Ma'asir She'ni She'en Damav Yidu'im B'Shlosha. So the Mishnah said that you have Neta Reba'i, that's the fourth year product. It's Kodesh. Ma'asir She'ni also has the Deen of Kedusha. She'en Damav Yidu'im, which means you don't know the value of it, so you need to make an assessment of how much the value of it is, in order to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it, in order to give it to the Beit HaMikdash, whatever the purpose of the assessment is. So it says, the deen is b'shlosha, so you need three judges to make the assessment. Give me a case, why isn't the perot yidu'in? Why isn't the ma'asir shini, how come you don't know how much it's worth? Which means go find out how much the perot are worth on the market and make an assessment. Why does it say endamav yidu'in? Perot shirkibu, because it's talking about the perot, they spoil. So they don't sell perot like that on the market. So therefore you need an assessment of how much such a thing is worth. V'yayin shikrim, and it's wine that started to go vinegary. It's not unedible yet, but it started to go vinegary, started to sour. So therefore, it's not a market price for it. So you need an assessment. U'ma'ot shikhlidu. And we're talking about a case where, let's say, you were poder money already for ma'asir shini. You brought the money to Yerushalayim, but now the money is rusty. So therefore, you want to know how much product could this money fetch? So therefore, you need an assessment by the Rabbanan, the three rabbis, to judge how much this rusted money is worth. The Rabbanan, Maaseh Sheni Sheindam Avyidurin. If you have Maaseh Sheni that you don't know the price of it, Podin Oto Bishlosha. So like we said, you pode it with Shlosha, three judges. Lekuchot. Lekuchot. Not three judges. Shlosha Lekuchot. Three businessmen. Meaning people that know business, they know how much coins are worth, they know how much product is worth. Okay, aval lo b'shlosha she'en lekuchot, but not with three people that don't know the business of it. Afilu nochri achad min, doesn't matter, even if a goy is one of them, it's okay. So no, again, you're looking for an assessment, you're not looking for a deen. Assessment, so get three guys that are smart, know the market value of things, even if it's a goy. Afilu achad min ba'alim, and even if one of the three is the owner himself, he can also sit on the court over there and give the proper service. Let's say you have three people that all share from the same pocket. We would call that today partners. Three partners over there that all take from the same pot. Do you say that that's considered a good assessment? Or do you say they're all going to agree? Because since they're all sharing from the same mind, you're not going to get a fair judgment. You're not going to get a fair assessment. Hey, they all agree, they're all partners. Or do you say no? Each one's going to say what they think the value was. That's the conclusion. So it says, Tashema ish ushte nashav. Clearly, a man and his two wives. A man and his two wives are all sharing from the same pocket. They're all together. And still it says what? They could sit and assess how much the Maaseh Sheni is worth. Gemara says no proof. Maybe it's like the relationship between a papa and his wife. He married Bat Sura'a. She worked for herself. She kept her own money. And she didn't share it with her papa. The deen is, he gives her mizonot, and she gives her the husband Maaseh Adea. But she could come along and say, keep your mizonot, and I'll keep my Maaseh Yadayim. That's how they lived. So they weren't sharing from the same pocket. So therefore, you have no idea when we said that the case over there was a husband and his two wives. Maybe it's a setup like a papa and his wife. And therefore, what? And therefore, he's not supporting them. And therefore, it's not considered sharing from the same pot. And therefore, you have no idea that partners can indeed make the assessment. Hikdeshot b'shlosha. Okay, so Amishnah said that when you have hikdesh and you need to make an assessment on how much the hikdesh is worth in order to make a pidyon, to give the money to the hikdesh, you need shlosha matnitin ledo ki haitana. Amishnah is not going like the following tana. The tanya rabbi the Yisrael Yaakov Amir. Afilu tzinura shel hikdesh. Even a tzinura, a pipe, a small little item that you made in hikdesh, tzricha asara b'nei adam leftotah. You need 10 men in order to make a pigeon. Amar Papa Abaye, Bishtamal Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Amar Kishmuel. I understand Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he's going like the opinion of Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Asara, Kohanim, Keturim, Parasha. If you look in the Parasha of Hekdeshot, there's 10 times it says the word Kohanim. So I can understand 10 Kohanim. Forget about if they have to be Kohanim or not. I can learn from there that you need 10 men to make a Pidyon for Hekdesh. If you look in the Parashah of Hekdesh, there's three sections of it. One is talking about Pidyon of an Adam, Erchin, and one is talking about Metaltelin, and one is talking about Karkaot. And by Adam, it's written three times the word Kohen, by Metaltelin, it's written four times, and by Karka, it's written three times. So therefore, you have altogether 10 times, basically. I'm sorry, three, three, and four. Basically, you have 10 times in the whole story of Hekdeshot. It says 10 times Kohanim. So I understand where he gets his Shita from. 10 times Kohanim. Why does it say 10 times? To tell you that anytime you before the Hekdesh, you need 10. El Rabbanan, Shlosha Min Alehu. Where did the rabbis get their opinion of three? Dichitema. Dichtibu Shlosha. Because in the section that talks about Metaltelin, it says Kohanim three times. So therefore, in that section of Hekdesh, since Kohanim is written three times, and we're talking about being Podeh Metaltelin, so maybe that's where he got three from. If that's the case, Karkaot, Dichtibu Arba'a, Tiskiba Arba'a. So then, according to that logic, in Karkaot, it's written Kohanim four times, then you should have four people to be Podeh Karkaot, and we know that's not so. Dichitem HaKenem, maybe you're going to tell me, yeah, okay, Nechlami, four people could be Podeh Hekdesh of Karka, Ala Matran, then why do we learn in the Mishnah, HaKarkaot, Tish'a V'Kohen. You need 10 for Karkaot. So we're back to the question. Where does the rabbis know that three can be put in Hekdesh? Elamai. Demishalmehu. Elamai. Demishalmehu asara. Which means, the pshat is over there, the reason why you need 10 by Karkaot is because the 10 is finalized in Karkaot. It's 3, 3, and 4. So there was, since it's the last four, the 10 is concluded in Karkaot, that's why you need 10. So the Gemara said, okay, if that's the logic, Hekdeshot demishal behu shita lebu shita. So the Hekdeshot, which is the second item, Metatlin, it's the second item, it's 3 and 3. There it's concluded 6. So therefore Hekdeshot should need 6. Where'd you get 3 from? Kasha. So the Gemara really does not bring a ayah of how he knows you need 3. Even though in the parasha itself, it's written 3 times in Metaltelin, but if that's the case, you should use 4 by Karka. And we know you don't use 4 by Karka. Oh no, Karka goes to the end of the subject, you get all 10. Ah, so you should do 6 then. Kasha, you don't have a Kasha. Okay, Erchin. The Mishnah's language was, Erchin HaMetaltelin. Now that's a strange, contradictory terminology off the bat. Erchin is Erchi Alay, person's own value. Metaltelin is movable. Make up your mind. Is it on the person or is it on the item? That's the Siddhan terminology over there. Erchin and metaltelin. How do these coexist? So Gemara says, my erchin and metaltelin. Gemara is going to give a few answers. Amarav gidal. Amarav beomer erich keli ze alai. He said the value of this kli should be on me. Which means whatever the value of the kli is, that's why I'll give that money to the Bet HaMikdash. So it's Erchin HaMetaltelin. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, De'amar of Gidal, Amar of HaOmer, Ere Keli Ze'alai, Noten Damav. You give the value. My Ta'ama, Adam Yodaya Shen Erech Lekli. A guy knows that there's no Erech to a kli. Erech is usually, the Torah gives a certain value to each person based on his gender and based on his age. There's no Erech on a kli. So when he said Erech Kli Alai, he must have meant the value of the kli I am going to give to the Bet HaMikdash. V'gamar v'amar l'shum damim. Okay? He meant the damim, the value of the kli. Mishum haki noten damav. And that's why he gives the damim. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, if that's the case, Erchin HaMetaltelin, the terminology is not so good. Why? Hai Erchin HaMetaltelin, that terminology of Erchin HaMetaltelin, which is mashma, that the Erech is movable. The Erech is not movable. He's the Erech. So therefore, it should have said Erchin Shel Metaltelin, which means it's an Erech that is of metal, but that the Erech is Metaltelin. It's Erchin Shel Metaltelin, Mevailehu. So Gemara says, okay, you semantics. Tini Erchin Shel Metaltelin. Okay, so say Erchin Shel Metaltelin to make it sound easier for you. It's the Erchin. Not the Erchin is the Metaltelin, the Erchin Shel Metaltelin. Okay, I mean, you're making your Erech based on a Metaltelin. Rav Azda Amar, Abimi, another answer. B'matfis Metaltelin the Erchin. Which means the guy said Erchi Alai. Like the regular Erchin of the Torah. Now he owes 30 shekelim to the Bet HaMikdash. So what did he do? he was matfis metaltelin, that the 30 IO should go on this keli, and I give the keli to Beit HaMikdash. Now the Beit HaMikdash has to make an assessment of if it indeed is worth the amount of the erech that he made. Okay, look at Rashi, fourth line, b'matfis metaltelin ne'erkos, she'omer erki alai. ונתחייב ערך הקצוף, לפי שנה וכל איזה years, והיה לו מטלטלין ואמר, הרי אלו לערכי. These מטלטלין will serve as my ערכי, וחלה עליהן קדושה. הוא בא לפתותה, now you're coming to be put there to give it to הקדש, צריך גימה להוציאה מיד הקדש. Now you got to have three to take the קדושה, to be put there to give the money to הקדש. So he says, היי ערכין המטלטלין? It should say מטלטלין של ערכין. It should say the opposite. Because this is מטלטלין, that are result of an erchin that he made. Mivailet. Gerbas is fine. You like that way better? Tini metaltelin shel erchin. So say it that way. Metaltelin that resulted of an erchin that the guy made. Third answer. Rabbi Abu Amar be'omer erki alai. The guy said, erki alai. I'm giving my value to the Beit HaMikdash. Ba kohen ligbot memenu metaltelin. Now the kohen's coming to pick it up. He's coming to pick up the check. He's coming to pick up the metaltelin, so it says metaltelin b'shlosha. If he's taking the payment in metaltelin, so therefore he has three judges. Karka ot ma'asara. If he's coming to take karka, he's asara. So this case of his, the guy didn't put it on metaltelin. The Beit HaMikdash is coming now. The guy said, "I am giving my erich. Erich is 30." Okay, the Beit HaMikdash is coming out to pick up metaltelin to get paid. So if they're going to take metaltelin, you need three to make the assessment. If taking karka, you need 10 to make the assessment. Good. Those are the answers. They can take it whatever they want. Well, the guy could say, take metaltelin.
So it's the first answer?
No. 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 The first answer is, I'm going to erich kli ze'alai. He's not saying erichin at all. He's saying the value of the kli is on me. Nothing to do with erichin. The value of the kli is on me. The kli is worth $4. He's there. I give the damim of the kli. He's saying, no, erichi, I owe 30. They're coming out to get paid in the 30. No, so if they take karka, they make an assessment on 10. They take metaltelin, they make an assessment on 3. Oh, so now we're going to compare the three answers. Bishlama la'apuke mehekdesh ba'inan shelosha, which means la'apuke mehekdesh, to take something out of hekdesh, I understand you're going to need three. Rashi. Bishlama la'apuke mehekdesh kegon derav gi davenav. The first two answers. Hu deba'ish shelosha. Dekevan dehar ala hekdesh lo nipuk ad shivdenu b'shavyo. Exactly. Which means, in the first case, let's say, he put a dish on the keli. Now, to make the assessment, to take the proper value of the keli, in order to give that money to Hekdesh, so you need three, because Hekdesh is going to be out money. Because so you have to make sure that you're not shortchanging Hekdesh. You got to make the proper assessment of the keli. I have no problem with that. Ela li'iyule le'Hekdesh. But in this case over here, where you're bringing in money to the Hekdesh, which I'll explain what that means, shiloshah lamali, Rashi. Which means, what do you want in this case? In this case, we know how much the guy valued. The guy evaluated himself on an erich. How much is the erich? Let's say 30. Okay? So even, what are you worried about? That the Hekdesh is going to take the keli, and they're going to assess the keli that's 20? So they know, you owe me 10 more. Which is, whatever they assess it for, they know they're going to get the 30 in the end of the day. At the end of the day, they're always going to get their money, because it's a set number. The guy said 30. So therefore, are you there? What are you worried about? They're going to say what? If they underestimate. When the guy said the value of this keli is the Hekdesh, if they underestimate, they're shortchanging Hekdesh. Hekdesh, let's say the keli was really supposed to be 30. And Hekdesh came along and said, we say it's 20. So if they don't make the proper evaluation, Hekdesh is short 10 shekalim. Mashiach in here, the guy said, I owe 30. Now what? They're coming to pick it up. So if they assess a short number, let's say they evaluate the keli as 20, so what? They'll take 10 more from the guy. What are you worried about? What do you need to be for? What do you need an assessment for? Whatever they said, I always get the balance. So Gemara says, no, amale sevarahu. Simple sevarah. Mali ayule, mali apuke. Apuke, my tama delmatau. Ayule nami delmatae. I'm worried about mistakes. Just like when they take an item. You're worried that they might decrease the value, and if like this might get shortchanged. In this case, we're worried they might overvalue it. And if like this, you're going to get shortchanged also. Which is the guy said, Erki Alai, how much is the old 30, let's say, right? The guy's going to come along and say, this kili is worth 30. Now, if the kili is only worth 20, Hekdesh gets gypped out of 10. So therefore, that's why you need an assessment. You need the assessment because they might over-evaluate it. If they over-evaluate it, they're going to take an item that's really only worth 20, but they're going to take it as 30, and therefore, okay, they're going to shortchange 10. So therefore, even when they're assessing an item that was set, like the Erchin, they still need to have three in order to make the proper assessment. Comes the Gemara continues. Abihuda Omer. Okay, what's that saying? He said that one of the three guys that are making the assessment has to be a Kohen. That was the case in the Mishnah. Had me Kohen. Amalir Papa Labaye, Bishnah Abihuda, Hainu Dikhtiv Kohen. That's why if you look in the Parashah of Hekdeshot, it says the word Kohen in there. Because you need a Kohen. El Rabbanat Kohen Amadehu. But according to the rabbis, you can use three regular guys. Why would he use the word Kohen? Kasha. Okay. Karkaot, Tishavik Kohen. Karkaot, when you're coming to assess Karkaot, Vekdesh. How many you need? You need 10. 9, and one of them is a Kohen. So let's look at the 10. 9 and a Kohen. Minayin emile, how do you know 9 and a Kohen? Amar Shuan Asara Kohenim Ketubim Parasha. It says the word Kohen 10 times in the Parasha of Hekdeshot. Had ligufe. Okay, one, to tell you need a Kohen. So put it on the side, that's one. Hanach havi mi'ut ahad mi'ut. Ve'en mi'ut ahad mi'ut. E'la l'rabot afilu tet Yisrael. Ve'at Kohen. Then you have what's called a mi'ut ahad mi'ut. It's like we call in grammar double negative. Double negative is a positive. Whenever you have a mi'ut, for example, Torah says, Kohen. So Kohen's coming to mima'et, Yisrael. But then it says Kohen again. Oh, so when you have a mi'ut, a har mi'ut, it's coming to not exclude, it's coming to include. So therefore, the way they learn it is, the first Kohen, put the first Kohen on the side. You need a Kohen. That you don't count as part of the situation. You need a Kohen. Okay, now we got 9 in a row. Mi'ut, har mi'ut, har mi'ut, har mi'ut, har mi'ut, har mi'ut, har mi'ut. Boom. That comes and tells me, flip all the 9 to Yisraelim. So therefore, I can use one Kohen and 9 Yisraelim. Because all of them are mi'ut, har mi'ut. That's the way this rabbi is understanding it. But kifna ravuna bered Rabbi Natan. If it's a mi'ut, a han mi'ut, you have to say like this. The first one, okay, you're not good. Kohen, good. The first one now we start of the first 9. The first one is a mi'ut. Okay, mi'ut is only kohanim. The second one would be a mi'ut, a har mi'ut. So that one flip. That one flipped to Yisrael. The third one is a mi'ut, a har, a ribui. Because you just were marbeh the Yisrael. So number 3 becomes a mi'ut ahar ribui. Okay, and then therefore you don't come to exclude anything on that. And the next one will be a mi'ut ahar mi'ut, and you come to add. So therefore, which means every other one becomes a mi'ut ahar mi'ut, and therefore you should need 5 kohanim. Look at Rashi, ve'ema hamisha kohanim v'hamisha yisraelim. Ba'ina, the kama legufe. Okay, take the first one out. Like we said, you need a kohen. V'sheni lo havi mi'ut ahar mi'ut. He's starting from number 2. Number 2 is already mi'ut ahar mi'ut. Because the first one was a mi'ut. The first kohen. Count number 1. Count number 1. So therefore, count number 1 is a mi'ut. Okay, but you're including him. The second one is a mi'ut ahar mi'ut. Okay, so he's coming l'rabot. So now you got anybody. Got Israel. Now, you marbe. Number 3 is a mi'ut after a ribui. And therefore, it's coming to say Kohen. And then you have Mi'ut, Ahar Mi'ut, and then it's coming to say Israel, and so on and so forth. Look at Rashi. Ushlishi, Hadar is Tariq Ligufe, Teneve Kohen. Oh, then number 3 is Tishi Kohen. Tekeman di Etrabele Mi'ut, Ahar Mi'ut, Afilu Israel, Ki Hadar Ketiv Kohen, Dafka Kadve. Telab Mi'ut, Ahar Mi'utu. Tashini, Lab Mi'utu. El Ribui. Vechen, Kulam. Ha, Dafka, Vahad, Havi Mi'ut, Ahar Mi'ut. One is Dafka, and the next one is Mi'ut, Ahar Mi'ut. And therefore, it should be 5 and 5. So the Gemara says, Kasha. The Gemara leaves that in a Kasha as well. V'adam ka yotze ba'em. The Gemara says, also, when a person makes himself Hekdesh, you need also 10 to make the Pijun. The guy makes himself Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, V'adam, mi kadosh? We talk about the guy makes himself Hekdesh. Those are things the person makes himself Hekdesh. Amar Rabbi Abu Be'omer, Dimi alai. He's saying, my value. Ditanya Omer, Dimi alai. Guy says, my value is on me. Shemin oto ke'eved nimkar b'shuk. So you have to evaluate how much is an eved sold in the shuk. Also, who says you need 10 for that? The eved et kish le karkaot. And we know eved kana'ani, let's say, is compared to karka. What did we just say by karka? You need 10. So therefore, demi alai also need 10. Ba'e, Rabbi Abin. Oh, new question. Se'ar ha'omed ligazez bekama. The guy's hair on his head. And he's destined to take a haircut. It's omed ligazez. How do you consider it? What's the she'ela? Do you consider it like Adam? It's part of you. If it's considered part of Adam, you need 10 to make the assessment. He made his body yekdesh, including his hair. But the hair is going to cut off. If you consider it, since it's still attached, it's considered Adam, you need 10. Or you say, no, it's kegazuz deme. Therefore, it's metaltin. Metaltin you need 3. So that's the shayla. How do you look at hair that is going to be cut off? Kegazuz deme o b'shlosha, o kebechobar deme o ba'asara. That's the Gemara's question. Tashema, bring your proof. Magdish et avdo. En mu'alin bo. Okay, God makes his eved hikdesh. There's no me'ilah by a person. So even though you made your eved hikdesh, you can still use him for services. Because he's not considered, there's no me'ilah by human beings. You're right, you can use him, but you can't use his hair. Now, the kai ma'alan, and we understand this, Machlok was talking about, the besa'aro ha'omed ligzoz pelige. And we're talking about hair that the eved is destined to cut off. Shma mina, that what? That we have this makloket. That what? That indeed it's a makloket. Because he holds that Se'ara Omedi Gaziz is considered metalkin, therefore he cannot use his hair because it's considered me'ilan. Other rabbi says, no. Ne'ma ani tane, kani tane. And let us say now that just like we found this makloket tane'im amongst the Eved with his hair, I found another makloket tane'im that's also similar to that makloket. Ditnan, Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh devarim shein ke karka, ve'enam ke karka. Which means there's certain items that they like karka, but they're really not like karka. We'll see what that means. Ve'en achemim modim lo, but the rabbis don't agree with him. Ketzad, eset gefanim te'onot masati lecha. Okay, interesting case. Guy says, I gave you 10 vines laden with grapes. Eset gefanim te'onot masati lecha. Ve'ala omed, the other guy says, enam ela hamesh. No, you only gave me 5. Now that sounds like to us a classical case of modeh b'miksat. Right, I say I gave you 10, you said 5. Normally, what does Modeh B'Miksat have to do? Make a Shavua. Right? The guy who's saying 5 has to make a Shavua. The Bimi'id Mechayev. Mechayev a Shavua. V'achamim Omrim, Kol HaMechuba LeKarka, Reu KeKarka. Nah, what are you talking? You're talking about grapes. Grapes are attached to the ground. It's a case of Karka. There's no Shavua on Karka. V'amar B'Yosef Barachalina. What type of grapes are we talking about? V'anavim Ha'omdot Libaser Askinan. And we're talking about grapes that are destined to be cut. Mor sabar ke besurot damyan. The first rabbi says it's metaltelin. And therefore, that's why Shmuel ben Miksat, he makes a shivua. Umor sabar lav ke besurot damyan. He says, no, it's considered karka, and therefore, you don't make a shivua. So what do you see? The machloka that you had by the hair of an eved is the same machloka that we have by the grapes of a field. Yeah? La. Afilu temar bimi'ir. Over there, the reason why he considers grapes metaltelin, because the longer you leave them on the vine, they become worse. They become weakened. Therefore, something that's omedli katzetz, it's considered katzutz deme. Because the longer you keep it there, it gets worse. Therefore, it's considered metaltelin. But the longer you leave your hair on your head, it gets better. Grows, he has more hair on his head. So therefore, I tell you, even though I consider grapes metaltelin, maybe the Bimir holds that by the hair it's considered his goof. And if you have no ayat to say that Bimir will argue by the case of the Eved. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah. Dinei Nefashot 23. And then we learned about the Shor. Shor harobeya adam. That was a shor that cohabitates with a man. Vehan nirba le adam, and the animal itself that was nirba. Again, the robeya and the nirba. It's the guy and the animal both are put to death with 23. Ka pasik vetane. The tana is posik the din. Stam. And what does it say? La shena robeya zachar. I don't care if the one that cohabitated, Roveya, is a Zachar. Vela shena Roveya nekeba. Well, for that matter, I don't care if the Roveya is a nekeba. Look at Rashi. La shena shor shenirba. Adam Zachar. Velo shena shor shirava. Isha nekeba. I don't care who the animal went with. Tenaf kalan tarvayu mikrebe perikarba mito chem iskila. Good. And therefore, you need 23 both of them. Now, bish tamar roveya nekeva. I understand. If the animal was roveya anikeva, I understand why his death penalty 22 dechtiv. Deharagta eta isha veeta behema. Clearly, but it's both of them. Like, say, just like you killed the lady, you killed the behema. Ela roveya zachar minalan. How do you know if the roveya is a zachar? Which pasuk is that from? Dechtiv kol shochev im behema mot yumat. Pasuk. Whoever goes with an animal, mot yumat. Im enu enyan. Oh, now. It says kol shochev im behema. Kol shochev im behema is the one that goes with the behema. Correct?
Yes.
Look at Rashi. Dechtiv kol shochev umehay nafkalan be'arba mitot lerovaya zakhar. That's talking about where the animal went with a zakhar. The animal is the roveya. The animal went with a zakhar. So how do you know if the animal went with a zakhar? How do you know that it's a k'meit mitah for this pasuk? Kol shochev im behema. Now it sounds like he's doing the he's going with the now I don't need a pasuk to say he's going with the animal. Why? Im eno enyan de shochev, because I know shochev already from another pasuk. Tenau le enyan le nishkav. If he's the one that got nirba. Again, so how do you know that if the I'm reading the statements again. La shena roveya zachar. I don't care if the animal went with the zachar. And I don't care if the animal went with a nikeba. If the animal went with a nikeba, it's a mefirush pasuk. The isha and the behema yahrogu. But how do you know if the animal was roveya a zachar? How do you know you put him to death? Oh, because I have a pasuk. Kol shochev im behema mochumat. Wait. Kol shochev behema. That's the man being roveya the animal. Oh, you don't need it for that, because there's another pasuk that tells me you put the man to death if he's roveya an animal. So the pasuk of shochev must be talking about nishkav, that he's the one that was nirba. But interestingly enough, the Torah calls the nishkav a shochev. To teach me that the dinim are the same, that just like a shochev im behema, you put him to death, so too the nishkav im di behema, also they put him to death. Why would the Torah refer to nishkav in the short shochev? So it says, ואפקר רחמנה בלשון שוכב, לקושי נשכב ושוכב. מה שוכב הוא בהמתו בעשים ושלושה? אף נשכב הוא בהמתו בעשים ושלושה. So therefore we learn both ways, the רובייה and the נרבע, אדם. רובייה, נרבע, either way, 23, and there is a death penalty on them. שור הנשכל בעשים ושלושה. What is שור הנשכל? That's an animal that killed somebody. So the deen is, you give him sikila, that animal, and it's got to be judged with 23 judges. So come to God, it says. How do you know that? Shneimar ashor yisakil. Put the shor to sikila. Vegam be'alav yumat. Oh, and also the owners, you kill them. Now, obviously, it's not talking about that you kill them, because we know you don't kill a fellow for his animal killing. But the reason why I juxtaposed these words over here, v'gam be'alav yumat, to say that just like in a case where be'alav yumat, it is with 23 judges, so too, when you're killing the animal, it's also with 23 judges. It's not coming that you put the owner to death. V'gam be'alav yumat. Connecting that to the shor. When a person died, you're killing a person a bit, how many judges you need? 23. So too the shor also, when you're putting them to death, you need 23. Comes the Gemara says, now the Gemara goes through a whole discussion on this pasuk over here. Who told you that's coming to tell you this chiddush? Who told you that this word Vegam be'alav yumat is coming to tell me that just like if you would kill the be'alim, it's 23, so too you need 23 for the shor. Who told you that? Maybe it's something else. Ema lekatalahu de'ata. Maybe read it literally. Maybe it means you put the guy to death. Pajut, you put the guy to death. If a shor kills, you give him sikila. Imken lichtov vegam be'alav v'lishtok. Just say, Hashor yisakel vegam be'alav. If that's all it meant. And then what do you need the word yumat? The extra word yumat comes and tells me it's not the pshat. Ela's come and tell you 23. Because if you just want to tell me death penalty, it could have said, Hashor yisakel vegam be'alav. And I know that's penalty on both of them.
No, ikatav lachmana acher. If the Torah would have just written vegam be'alav, haverina b'skila,
I would have thought maybe you give him sekira. And we know that the punishment of a person when he kills is not sekira, it's henek. Let's say sometimes. So therefore, I would have made a mistake. So therefore, it had to say yumat to say he gets a different punishment. He doesn't get sekira. He gets something else. If it just was vegam be'alav, I would have thought sekira. The Gemara says b'skila. Sadka datak. What are you talking about?
Biskila, katal ihu besayif, mamono biskila.
If he himself killed, he only gets sayif, which is by the death by the sword.
But if his animal killed, he gets sekila,
which means, bottom line, I don't need the word yumat. If the pasuk would have just have said, if you try to tell me he gets the death penalty when his animal kills, the pasuk could have just said vegam be'alav, and I would have known what vegam be'alav means. He gets one penalty, and the animal gets another penalty.
Oh, the fact says the extra word Yumat. Nah, it's coming to tell me the Hekesh. Just like he's 23, he's 23. Gemara says, no, the Dilma, I the Katav Rahmana Yumat, le'akule ilave. Which means, le'apuke misayif lechenek.
Maybe that's what's coming to tell me. Maybe it's coming to tell me you're right. Vegam be'alav Yumat, to downgrade. That normally when a guy kills, what does he get? Sayif. But over here, when his animal kills, he'll get a different punishment. He'll get chenek, which is lower than sayif. Maybe that's what's coming to tell me. Who told you to learn Yumat? This Hekesh of 23 and 23, maybe the pasuk is saying like this. Ashur Yisakil. What about the owner? Vegam be'alav, not Tzikila. Of course not Tzikila. We know not Tzikila. If he kills himself, he only gets Saif. He's going to get Tzikila for his money? Yumat. Yeah, not, he's not going to get Saif. He'll get Henik. He'll get a lower punishment.
Gemara says, wait, we have a big machloket in Shas. What is a bigger punishment? Is Sayif stronger than Henek, or is Henek stronger than Sayif? So, Hani Chaliman de Amar, Henek Hamur, according to the opinion that says Henek is stronger than Sayif. So now I understand. The Pasuk cannot be coming to tell me you're going to get Henek, because Henek is more strict. The Pasuk Yumat cannot be saying Chenek, because Chenek is more strict than Sayif. And the word Yumat must be extra. And if the Yumat is extra, teach me 23, 23. Ela leman de'amar, Chenek kil. But if you say that Chenek is less than Sayif, so then already you have a problem. Because maybe the word Yumat is coming to tell me, don't give him Sayif, give him the lesser punishment, Chenek.
My ika leman, what are you going to say?
Gemara says, lo salka datach.
We would never think that if a person's animal kills, you're going to put him to death.
Why? Dichtiv im kofir yushat alav.
Torah says im kofir yushat alav, meaning if he pays, im kofir yushat alav, he pays his way out, then you don't kill him.
Gemara says v'yisal gadak bar katalau.
If the guy's really punishable by death,
v'akiv lo tikhon kofir the nefesh loseyah.
What's that mean? Guys, if the guy's hayav mitah, they're paying your way out of a death penalty. Ella must be the other thing is that penalty over here. Ella, the whole thing is a pain, because otherwise, what's the person who's saying, im kofin yushat alav? As if to say, what? If he pays kofin, he'll get away from the death penalty? Adrabah, that's on the contrary.
Mishum hi gufa. Katal ihu lotis gele bimamona.
I'll say, Adrabah, yeah, that's the solution of Pasuk. If he himself kills,
oh, that's serious.
You yourself kill, you can't buy yourself out. You gotta get the death penalty.
Ella bikatala.
Ela, he has to suffer the death penalty.
Katal shoro, lefrok nefshe b'mamona.
But here the pasuk saying, but when it comes to your animal killing, you have an option. Either take the death penalty, or take the money. It's less than the guy killing.
Well, the guy killing himself, that's it's not buying yourself out. You can't pay yourself. But here the pasuk coming and say, listen, by an animal killing, you have an option. Either mita, or im kofir yushat alav. So therefore, we're back to the question. How do you know that Mitat Hashor is with 23? And don't tell me Vegam Ba'alav Yumat, because we just went through this whole thing over here. I can learn it all this way, different way.
Ela Amar Haskiyah V'chinta Debi Haskiyah Amar Kera Mot Yumat HaMakeh Rotseyah Hu. That's just about a murderer. Mot Yumat HaMakeh, the guy that hit, the guy that damaged, the guy that was Makeh, he died. You know why he dies? Rotseyah Hu. Because he is a murderer. So Gemara Duresh.
Al etzihato ata horgo. V'yata horgo al etzihat shoro.
Easy. Only when he is the rotseyah.
Al etzihato.
V'do al etzihat shoro.
Ibayelihu. Gemara has another question.
Shor Sinai Bechama. What's Shor Sinai? Remember when they had Har Sinai, the Torah says the animals were not allowed to go to the mountain. Gabason v'bakar al yir'u el mula harahu. Right? They weren't allowed to go next to the mountain. And what was the punishment? If the animals are going to go to the next to the mountain, you got to put them to death. So the Gemara wants to know, oh, do you need 23 also? Shor Sinai? You also need 23? What's the question? Mi gamar sha'a midorot olo? Well, because this was only a law l'sha'a. It was only for a small amount of time, only when they were at Har Sinai. So therefore, I could argue, maybe you don't learn the law of a sha'a to the law of dorot. Or maybe no. It's just like the dorot, whenever you kill an animal, it's with 23. And therefore, even this law, that's only the sha'a, it's only temporarily, also 23. That's Kabbalah's question. Yeah? But the Torah says by the law of Shar Sinai, whether it's a man or an animal, he will not live. It's comparing the man to the animal. Just like the man is with 23, so too it is with 23. Now, the question is, you'll tell me, maybe it's also the Shah. Maybe it means also, how do you know that? So Rashi says, Ma ish bechamir de ish pshita lan. De kvaruk pe'ud yisel sanhedriot mi yitro ve'ilach. By the man, already we had sanhedrin from Yitro's time. They were judging man already. It wasn't a law that was later. They were doing sanhedrin already, killing people with 23 already. So therefore, that was established. The question is, do you establish the shor of today of Har Sinai to something that was going to be established, the dorot, that didn't happen yet? Kamash Malan, you do, because that's what the pasuk says. Gam ish, gam ashor, gam ish. Puts the man and the together. In behemai mish. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Ha'ari v'zeev. What do we say in the Mishnah? We said all these wild animals. V'dov v'namir v'bardelas v'nachash. What do we say? Mitatam v'asim v'shloshav. They kill somebody. Ah, that's the second shita. We'll read the first shita. If they kill somebody. They kill somebody. Thank you. 23. And then we said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, no, don't wait for these judges. Kill them right away. That's machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Reish Lakish vehu shehemitu. There's only talking about where they killed. Aval lo emitu lo. But if they only damaged, then we don't say to be the Ezer says, kill him. Kol HaKodem Zachat. Only if they killed, he says, Kol HaKodem Zachat. But not if they only damaged. Alma Kasabar, what must he hold? Yesh Lehem Tarbut. That these animals can become domesticated. And therefore, Yesh Lehem Ba'alim. And therefore, since they can be domesticated, we don't consider them Hefker. And therefore, they belong to an owner. Therefore, you cannot just go start killing somebody else's animal. Just because an animal bit somebody but didn't kill, you don't say kol hakodem zakah. Why? Because he holds these animals can be domesticated, they can be controlled, and therefore maybe there's an owner that belongs to these over. And if it's belonging to an owner, you don't have to go and start. But if he killed, okay, that's already sakana. But if he damaged, so they're domesticated, no problem. You can't kill them. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Af Al Pi Shelo Emitu. He said, I don't care. Even if the animal damaged, Rabbi Eliezer says, put him to death. What does he hold? Alma kasavar en lehem tarbut. You can't domesticate these animals. Ve'en lehem ba'alim. And therefore, they're probably hefker. And therefore, it's not probably, they're considered hefker. And therefore, you're allowed to kill them. That's the machloket. Comes the Gemara and says, look at Rashi, by the way. Yesh lehem tarbut. Mutal ligadelam. You can raise them. Lefish adam yachol lamedam shlo yaziko, because you can train them not to damage. Hilkach shem ba'alim nekra'al, and they're still considered having an owner. Ve'lo avi kefker. Vasu lehorgan. Im lo emitu. Abad im emitu. Sofan mochiach tachidatam. If you see them kill, then you know they're not domesticated. So then already, shelo elu b'ne tarbut ve'enam tzirichim adoram. Then you just got to kill them right away. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, af al pi shelo emitu, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, kol hakodem lehorgan zakha. You say you need 23 when they killed. It's an extreme argument. You hold you need 23 if they killed. I hold you can kill them on your own if they damaged. That's a bi'ana. Tanan. We have the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. The bi eli ezer omer kol hakodem lehorgam zacha. Now what is this word zacha? The guy who kills him first, he has a zechut. He has a zacha. Sometimes zacha is used like monetarily. Zacha, it's yours. What's yours? He killed it. Bishtaba the Yohanan, or according to Yohanan that says, they have no tarbut. They have no, you cannot train them. And if, even if they damaged, you're able to kill them. Because it's considered hefkir. So therefore, what does it mean, zakha? Lemai zakha, zakha le'onan. You keep the skins. You kill a snake, you have a beautiful snake skin now. So therefore, the Hadush, according to Rabbi Yohanan, understands zakha. Zakha and the skins. However, Ela lishtakish, lemai zakha. According to lishtakish, he holds what? That only if they kill, you can kill them. Now, means minadin, you have to kill them. Minadin, they're considered like hayav, mita. And we have a law. Kivan shemitu, once already they killed, shavinu rabbanan keman degamre dinayu. We consider it as if there's a gemar din on them, that you have to put them to death. The normal law is, when you kill somebody in bedin, you cannot benefit from the carcass. And it was similarly over here, according to the shlakish that says, that only when the animal kills, then minadin you have to kill it. So what do you mean kol hakodem zakha? If minadin you have to kill it, so then already you can't keep the carcass. No zakha, there's a zakha over here. My zakha, zakha la shamayim. Yeah, you get a mitzvah. That's what it means. Zakha, you did a good thing. You saved the society from a dangerous animal. That's what zakha la shamayim. Look at Rashi. Kevan dehimitu. The amur abanan de ensarik ladunam bebedin. Which is according to the Bir Ezra that says, if they killed, you don't need even be beti, just kill him right away. Havulu keman de gamadinayu. It's like the gamadin already said, but you don't need a beti. It's done already. If you slaughter an animal after gemar din, not to benefit from it. Ela, what does it mean? Zakha? Zakha meaning you have a mitzvah. Zakha l'shamayim. You did a good deed by getting rid of a dangerous animal. Hanya kevate de Rish Lakish. We have a braita to support Rish Lakish. Had shor shehemit. Behad behema vechaya shehemitu. Bechav gimal. The Bili Ezer omer shor shehemit. Yes, I agree with you. By a shor, 23. Like the Shakish. All other animals, kol hakodem lehorgan, zakha bahem lashamayim. You were zochem, you did a good deed. That's the Shakish. The Shakish also coined to Rabbi Ezer, what does it mean kol hakodem zakha? Only if the other animals, the nahash, bardelas, namir, bahari, adob, only if they killed. Oh, then what? You can go kill them. A short, everybody agrees, 23. That's Torah law. Show you 23. All the other animals, Dafka, if Tarakama says all the other animals, also 23. The BDA says, no, but the other animals, Kole Kodem Zakha, Dafka if they killed. Amaz Zakha, Zakha la Shamayim. Who's that like? Ish, like Ish.
Doesn't it have to be that there's an owner of these wild animals?
Mm. That's the point. That's the point. That's the point. Once you see that this animal cannot be domesticated, it's Hefkid. You're not allowed to raise wild animals. You're not allowed.
You get a wild animal running around and just bit you.
Right. So that's what he holds. Biting, no. Biting, you can't kill it because he holds these animals can be domesticated. And therefore,
no betting.
The Bezer, you don't have to take him to betting. The Bezer, just kill him on the spot. The Bezer says, if he bit, you can't do anything. According to the Shlakish. Let's go slow. The Bezer said in the Mishnah, Kol akodem vehargan zakha. What was he talking about? So these five wild animals. Shakish says, only if these five killed, then you can go kill. Why? Because he holds, normally, if they bit, let's say, you can't just kill somebody else's animal. He holds these animals can be domesticated. And therefore, there can be an owner to these animals. Just because he bit doesn't give you a right to go now kill an animal. But if it killed, that shows you can never be domesticated. It's not domesticated. Therefore, what? Really, you cannot raise such an animal. Therefore, it's considered hefkir. Oh, and we have a bright to support the Shekish. Comes the Gemara and concludes and says, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Now, what did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva said, Vitatan be'aslim u'shlosha. He said that what? That these animals over here are 23. Just like Tanakama. Hainu Tanakama. Which means, according to Tanakama, by the way, when Tanakama said, he didn't make a difference between a dove and an ari and an amir and a bardelas and all that. According to Tanakama, all animals, 23. It was a bida'ez that came along and said, anamar, ari, a dove, a bardelas, call them zakah. But Tanakama doesn't make a difference between a shor and a nahash and a bardelas and a this. But what does Rabbi Akiva say? After the bida'ez lists all those wild animals, the bida'ez says, no, mitatam be'asim v'shosha. That's what Tanakama said. Tanakama also said, mitatam be'asim v'shosha. So Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva are saying the same thing. The Gemara says, no, there is a nafkamina. Ika benayu nachash. Rashi. The Tanakama chashivlu ba'de hanach. Tanakama includes nachash with all the other animals. Uba'ech abgimal. Rabbi Akiva be'inach sivira lekevate. He agrees with all the other wild animals, 23. Bar minachash, except for a snake. Kedamrina barba avot nezikim. Nahash mu'ad le'olam. The Nahash, that's dangerous. The Nahash is mu'ad le'olam. Even if he kills already, you don't got to warn him. There's no warning. The other animals, you got to go 23 judges back forth. If there's a warning by snake, it's dangerous. Right away, you kill him. You don't even need 23. So it comes that you have three machlokot over here. Tanakama, every animal that kills, you need a judgment of 23. Rabbi Akiva agrees to that, except by a snake. He's mu'ad immediately, put him to death. Rabbi Eliezer, kol hakodem zak, by a shor, in a chanam, you need 23. By all the other five animals, yuat, kol hakodem zakha. Machloket, the nishtekish, Rabbi Yohanan, and what does it mean, kol hakodem zakha? Is it me, kodem zakha, dafka, if they kill, like the nishtekish, or even if they just damaged? And if you say kill, then kol hakodem zakha is mitzvah. If you learn damage, kol hakodem, you are zochet in the orot. And what's the machlok between the Shakish and the Yohanan? Can you domesticate these wild animals? Baruch Allah, the Olam. Amen.